Now, friends, we come to the 12th chapter of Daniel, and this is the conclusion of the vision that began back in chapter 10. And we need to keep before us what this vision is all about. The problem is that today, a great many just dip in here any place and try to make application in just any way they see fit. But beginning with chapter 10 and through 12, it's one vision, and everything has to fall into place, or you certainly don't fill out the jigsaw puzzle here at all. Now, he said back in chapter 10, verse 14, "Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days." Now, there are three things there that are important. Thy people concerns the nation Israel. That's after the church is removed from the earth. It's in the latter days. And the latter days in the Old Testament is identified in the last days in the New Testament that has to do, as the Lord Jesus identified it, as the Great Tribulation period, or the 70th week of Daniel, as we've seen in this book. Those are the latter days. And Daniel was told, yet the vision is for many days. That is, it's going to take a long time for all of this to be worked out before you get to the latter days. Well, now, that's been a pretty good time since Daniel, by the way. Several years have gone by. The fact of the matter is, at least 2,500 years have gone by. It's for many days. And whether we're moving into the orbit of these days, I do not know. The church will have to be removed first. That's the next happening in the program of God. And we have no date for that. We have no sign for it. And anyone today that's going to try to set up a date, they are dealing with something that the Word of God doesn't permit us to deal with at all.